This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. We are finding that the best time to control many fall annual weeds with herbicide is in the fall. This time of year, they are small and don't seem like much, but once they bolt in the spring, they can be hard to kill. Two of our main winter annuals that are hard to control are henbit and marestail, but pennycress, dandelions, downy brome, and many others can be problematic in winter annuals in the field. Marestail is prevalent here in eastern Kansas, and this weed has been finding its way into the herbicide-resistance weed list. We mostly think of henbit as a wheat weed. Although henbit stays small in the spring, it can be hard to plant through and could shade young corn seedlings. In pastures, now is a good time to control musk thistles as well. With our recent rains and warm soils, we have great conditions for winter weeds to germinate. Currently, the winter weeds are still germinating, so waiting to spray during a mild stretch in November can be ideal. They are small and inconspicuous, but they are there. It is a good idea to include, with a burn down, a residual herbicide to get coverage into the spring. This time of year, the soils are cooler, so the residuals last a little longer as well. For burn down, glyphosate, 2,4-D, and dicamba are some of the main options. However, right now it can be hard to find some chemicals, and the prices have gone up considerably. Group 1 herbicides like Clothrim, the herbicide in Select, and Quazaflop, the herbicide in Assure, can be used to control grasses. Broadleafs can include Paraquat or Sulfuron, the herbicide in Sharpen. For residual, atrazine is cheap and effective, however, it can only be used if the plan is to plant corn or sorghum in the spring. Atrazine has some rate and location restrictions as well. It can be mixed with 2,4-D, dicamba, or Sharpen to provide a better control of marestail. Atrazine doesn't control brome or volunteer wheat once they have tillered, so it should be mixed with glyphosate or an AMS adjunct. For soybeans, fall herbicides includes 2,4-D, dicamba, Sharpen, Valor XT, and others. The addition of glyphosate can help control winter grasses. Some weeds, especially marestail, can have herbicide resistances to glyphosate, atrazine, or ALS herbicides like Valor and Classic. It is important to use herbicides with different modes of action and to follow herbicide label instructions on rate of usage. Another issue is that residual herbicides eventually lose their effectiveness and won't control weeds in the summer months. Most residual herbicides last longer during the winter months, but effectiveness is reduced when soil temperatures, biological activity, and moisture increases. How long the residuals last will depend on the winter weather, and a spring application of residuals could be needed. Currently, winter annuals are moving their carbohydrates into their roots preparing for winter. Spraying them now will cause the plant to move the herbicides into the roots as well, giving a much more effective kill. For more information over controlling winter annuals and crops, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.